Alaska isn't exactly known for tropical orchids, but that hasn't stopped Anchorage's Botanical Garden from raising them. It's one of many unique projects that the nonprofit has undertaken since opening its doors a quarter of a century ago. In honor of that 25th anniversary, Alaska Public Media's Aaron McKinstry visited the garden to find out more about how they've continued to grow, from adding vegetable gardens to raising more native plants.
Fans whirr inside the greenhouse, helping distribute a blanket of warm air. To the right, a diagonal wall of windows lets in light. Shelves brimming with the green foliage of tropical orchids line the cement walls. Botanical Garden Executive Director Mike Monteruso carefully clasps the stem of a yellow flower between two fingers.
I had a vision for having orchids, but then we got this donation, so it's all happening like very quickly.
Where did they come from?
They came from an individual in Anchorage.
What's more important to their mission than the tropical orchids, he says, are displaying the hardy ones that grow naturally in Alaska. Outside, we find a patch of spotted lady slippers at the end of their bloom. The flowers are tinier and more delicate than their tropical cousins. Right now, around 15 to 20% of the garden's plants are native to Alaska, but Monteruso hopes to increase that number.
What botanical gardens did, you know, decades or even hundreds of years ago is collect local plants and put them on display for education. And that's something that I want to make sure we don't overlook.
He says the garden aims to do two main things: to operate as a museum that preserves, labels, and catalogs plants, and to teach the public about plants and their connection to them. Right now, they're operating a summer camp that teaches kids about nutrition and ecology.
Are you ready? Can you bring me your plate and your bowl and your knife?
The seeds.
A group of elementary-age children stand around a table peeling and cutting multicolored carrots for a snack. On the other side of their tent, pink tubs filled with different soil types sit atop a table. Monteruso says the heart of their curriculum is teaching them to value diversity.
Diversity is, you can imagine, is good in the sense of nutrition. Not only be aware of what's around you and what you can use for food as a food source, but why one thing might be good for at one time and another thing is good at another time, and what the benefits are associated with those.
In the Heritage Garden, created in 2015 to celebrate Anchorage's centennial, giant cabbages grow in the back of a pickup truck. Rows of broccoli are labeled with a skeleton to show that they help build strong bones. The garden donates some vegetables to a food bank and a kids' school lunch program. Others are given to one of the many volunteers, like Kim Sherry, who works in the garden today, deadheading flowers.
I've got a home garden. I've been doing vegetables and perennials and putting in annuals pretty much every year. But there's just always more you can learn to improve your own gardening skills. So I thought this would be a good opportunity to not only get some good information, but give back.
Outside the vegetable garden in the surrounding forest, native plants like forget-me-nots and wild roses fill the forest floor. In the gardens, red fernleaf peonies and vibrant blue poppies bloom. A bumblebee buzzes near an ornamental raspberry bush that's about to flower.
Each flower will have a bee in it, and this whole bank here just is a buzz.
Over the last 25 years, the garden has added buildings and a research plot and expanded their programming.
Gardens around the country have been in place for decades, or if you go into overseas, you'll go to gardens that have been around for hundreds of years, literally. So we're still pretty young, still pretty new, but a lot has happened here in those 25 years.
Monteruso says they're not done growing. He hopes to connect with the other two botanical gardens in Alaska to bring traveling exhibits to the state. And he hopes to start a holiday light event that would turn the boreal forest into a winter wonderland during the darkest time of year. In Anchorage, I'm Erin McKinstry.